could I get you to introduce yourself and what your role is and what you do at Speak Unique?
Hi, my name is Alice Smith, and I'm the CEO of Speak Unique. And Speak Unique is a voice banking company that's partnered with the PSP Association since 2020.
How did this partnership develop between PSPA and Speak Unique?
I believe we were first contacted by the PSP Association towards the end of 2020 when a speech and language therapist who was working with someone living with PSP had sort of reached out to the association to ask if they might consider funding one of our voice banking services for this individual. And then that led to a series of conversations between ourselves and the charity to work out how we could bring this technology to people living with PSP and CBD. And then in early 2021, we launched a sort of more formal partnership, which allows the people that the association supports to access funding from the charity for our different voice banking services. And we've been working together since then, which has been fantastic. Voice banking is the process where an individual takes a recording of them speaking, and then we use that recording to create a digital or a synthetic version of their voice. And then that synthetic voice can be used if they're no longer able to speak. So the idea is that it replaces those very generic robotic voices that, for example, Professor Stephen Hawking used to use, with something that sounds like that individual that's more closely related to their identity. So we've developed three different voice banking services for people to try and cater to the different speech needs that an individual might have. So we have our voice build service, which is for people who know they're going to go on to lose their voice but have not yet experienced any changes in their speech. They can record their voice before they notice any changes, and then we use that recording to create their synthetic voice. But we also have our voice repair service, and this is for people who maybe have experienced changes to their speech when they come to record their voice. So they might have noticed change in their articulation or the speed that they speak or the rhythm in which their voice is. And they can still record their voice, but then when we generate the synthetic voice, we take out the impairment and give them back a healthy sounding voice so it sounds like them before their speech started to change. And then we also have our voice design service, and that can either use old recordings of someone speaking. So if someone's sort of come to voice banking when their voice has deteriorated too far or they've lost the ability to speak, they can use old recordings of them, and we can use those recordings to recreate their voice. Or they can nominate voice donors that sound similar to how they'd like to sound. So the right age, the right gender, the right regional accent, and they ask their voice donors to record on their behalf. We then blend those voice donors together and we create a new voice that doesn't sound exactly like either donor, but does have those right characteristics.
Fantastic services. You kind of touched on with your explanations about each services, about the benefits, but in general, what are the benefits for people living with conditions like PSP and CBD banking their voice?
We see voice banking almost as like an insurance policy on your voice. So, if you think there's a chance that you might go on to lose the ability to speak, we encourage people to go through the process and generate that synthetic voice. So they've got something there just in case they do need to rely on it, because we know that your voice can be a really important part of your identity. But the example we always give is, how often do you call someone that knows you well and say, "Hi, it's me," on the phone, and they immediately know who it is? So we want to allow people to retain that part of their identity where possible, and voice banking kind of allows them to go through that process and capture their voice to keep it should they lose the ability to speak.
In terms of the actual process of banking your voice, what does that entail?
So the process to bank your voice with us can all be done on the website in the comfort of your own home. So we've designed it to be as simple as possible. People just register for an account, and then in the case of our voice build and our voice repair service, they read aloud 150 sentences. And these are taken from a range of books. So there's sort of different genres, different titles. So hopefully people can find something that they'd enjoy reading. Or in the case where they might be using old recordings, they upload those recordings to the website, or they ask their voice donors to complete the recording on their behalf. Once we have the voice recordings, we then generate the synthetic voice and we give them samples of the voice to listen to. Once someone's had a chance to listen to their voice, we'll either store it for them, so should they need to use it, we'll keep it securely until that point comes, Or if they want to make any tweaks, we can always look at sort of altering the pitch or trying to bring out the accent a bit more, sort of working on the feedback anyone might have to try and get that voice as good as possible for that individual.
That sounds like quite an easy to follow process. I know speaking to some of the people who've benefited from the service, they enjoy the range of books that are available. It does seem like there's something for everyone. In terms of time processes, so you said it's about 150 sentences. How long do you think that would take for someone to record?
The idea is that it takes around an hour for someone to complete the recording, but that can be done across as many different sessions as somebody would like. So people can complete it across a number of days or a number of weeks, whatever is most accessible to someone. And then once we've got the recording, we try and generate the voice within sort of 1 to 2 days, so there's not too much of a lag from submitting a recording to listening to the samples, and hearing how the voice has turned out.
Oh, that's an amazing, such a quick turnaround. I know, as I say, speaking to people that we've done kind of personal stories on, that they're all very happy with how it sounds. So I know some people said that they were told to prepare themselves for it not to sound exactly like themselves, but then it sounded more like themselves than
Oh,
what they were expecting. So
that's so nice. It can go, yeah. I think one of the examples we always say is it can be helpful to include someone else listening process because often you don't really know what your voice sounds like anyway. So, whenever I hear my synthetic voice, you just always have that sort of cringy moment of, is that what I really sound like? Similar when you hear a recording back.
yeah.
But we hope sort of bringing in sort of friends and family into the process can sort of help with that as well. But it's great to hear that people have generally been happy with what's been generated.
So I know you've said that there's quite a quick turnaround with people recording their voice and then you sending it back for them to have a listen to and approve. What is kind of like the next process?
So once someone's listened to the samples and they've agreed that they've decided that they're happy with the voice, and if they then want to go on to download and start using the voice, the next step would be to apply for funding from a charity like the PSPA. And again, that's all done through their account, so there's not extra forms or extra things to complete. It's just a really simple online form where you put in the name of a healthcare professional that's been working with you, and then they provide a sort of supporting statement to say why the technology might benefit you. And then this is sent off to the PSP Association for their approval. And as soon as that comes back, then the voice is made available to download. So someone can download and start accessing the voice. And the voice can be accessed across a number of different devices, and it really depends on what's most suitable for an individual. We really encourage people to speak to their speech and language therapist at the point that they need to start using the voice because they'll be best placed to advise on the most suitable device or application. But essentially, it's sort of similar to how you might send a text. You can input the text on a keyboard through a phone or a tablet or a computer. And then when you press a speak button, that message is read aloud in your synthetic voice.
A few people that I've spoken to have said that they were told to kind of practice using it before they needed it, just so they could kind of get used to, as you say, the kind of the typing and the relay of it. Is that something you kind of recommend?
Definitely. We leave it very much up to a personal choice of when someone wants to sort of download the voice. So we always have it that you can listen to the samples and we'll keep the voice stored for as long as you like, free of charge without having to apply for funding. But as soon as you make that decision that you'd like to download the voice, that's when the funding application comes in. But we find that the decision about when to download the voice can really vary from individual to individual. But often we do find that people like to download it before they actually need it, so they can use it alongside their sort of spoken communication, introduce friends and family, conversation partners to how this might be used when they're no longer able to sort of communicate naturally. But also sometimes we find people substitute it. So if they get tired, there might be times where the app is more helpful to them than being able to speak. Or if there's individuals that struggle to understand them, friends and family might be still able to understand them, but out and about it might be harder. So we do think that people kind of mix it in and amongst different forms of communication. And so that sort of point will really vary from individual to individual.
What kind of feedback do you get once people start using the bank voice outside of practice kind of situations?
So we get lots of really lovely feedback from people once they start using the voices, and a lot of sort of interesting stories about people that recognize it, whether it's grandparents or sometimes even dogs, sort of people responding to the synthetic voice, which is always really lovely to hear. And we just hope that it's a positive thing that people can do and that sort of helps improve their quality of life.
Fantastic. And if people wanted to find out more about the voice banking services and maybe have a listen to some different voices, how could they go about having a bit of research into more information?
So lots more information can be found on our website, which is just www.speakunique.co.uk, and there's lots of samples on the website for you to listen to, sort of see how the synthetic voices sound. There's also lots of support documents, which include sort of step-by-step guides with screenshots showing how the process works. So you can have a look through that and get an idea what the process might be like. And then also our fantastic support team can always be reached via our email address, which is on the website, if you've got any other questions and want to find out any more about how the technology might be beneficial.